It continued, thanks to intensive outreach efforts, resistance of the Two Prouds is bending. Perhaps just as important, this provided vital propaganda value for liberals. Ronald Reagan got traction for attacking welfare queens, but no one would dare attack the unfortunate offspring of these women. Suddenly, to criticize welfare policy made you anti-child, thus spawning all of those liberal talking points about balancing the budget on the backs of the children. This fed nicely into the psychological propaganda that conservatives are just bad people, and that any break with the welfare state is motivated by hate. Even Bill Clinton wasn't immune. When he signed the welfare reform bill, Peter Edelman resigned as Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services, and Marion Edelman called Clinton's action a moment of shame. "Never let us confuse what is legal with what is right," she proclaimed, pointedly adding, "Everything Hitler did in Nazi Germany was legal, but it was not right." The CDF denounced the move as an act of national child abandonment, while Ted Kennedy called it legislative child abuse. The New York Times columnist Anna Quinlan dubbed it the politics of meanness. But the CDF and other remoras of the Great Society practiced the true politics of meanness, because at the end of the day, their welfare state, based though it may have been on love, concern, and niceness, resulted in more damage to the black family and specifically to black children than much that can be laid at the feet of racist neglect. Today, black children are less likely to be raised by two parents than they were during the era of slavery. While Hillary Clinton may have learned from Edelman how to use children as propaganda tools for her ideological agenda, she far surpassed her teacher in the scope of her ambition. For Clinton, welfare policy was simply one front in a wider war. The crisis facing children wasn't merely an issue for poor denizens of the inner city. For Hillary, childhood is a crisis, and the government must come to the rescue. On this, she has remained remarkably consistent. In her 1973 article, Children Under the Law, in Harvard Educational Review, she criticized the pretense that children's issues are somehow beyond politics, and scorned the idea that families are private, non-political units whose interests subsume those of children. Fast forward 23 years to her April 24, 1996 address to the United Methodist General Conference. "As adults, we have to start thinking and believing that there isn't really any such thing as someone else's child. For that reason, we cannot permit discussions of children and families to be subverted by political or ideological debate." These two quotations sound at odds, but the intent is exactly the same. It's just that Hillary Clinton in 1996 is a politician, whereas in 1973, she's a radical lawyer.